All right, folks, welcome back to the Daily DOGE Report, Season 2,
Ooh.
Episode 21.
21.
I'm Caleb, your host.
All right.
And I am delighted to be joined, as always,
well, yeah.
by the lovely Grace.
Thanks.
Grace, are you ready to dive back into the swamp?
I am always ready to dive into the swamp, Caleb. I think that's kind of what we do here.
That's right.
We try to make sense of it all.
You know, and sometimes we come out smelling like roses, and sometimes we come out...
Sometimes we come out smelling like the swamp monster.
Smelling like the swamp monster, yeah.
Right.
But for our listeners, especially those of you smart enough to be subscribing for our incredible price of 99 cents
yeah.
a month, you guys are the real MVPs. You're the ones who are keeping the lights on here.
Absolutely. The OGE, DOGE supporters.
Yeah, the true patriots.
Right.
The Trump fans.
Yep.
The Elon Musk fans.
The DOGE fans.
And, of course, all the other wonderful people who can't stand what's going on in Washington.
Right.
But today we have a very interesting deep dive.
We do.
Grace, and this is something that, as you know,
yeah.
is near and dear to my heart, and it's government efficiency, or at least the attempt at it.
Oh, right, or the illusion
of
efficiency in government.
Yes.
Which is always a good topic to tackle.
Because we're talking about, you know, the Department of Government Efficiency, which is an organization started.
Yes, spearheaded by President Trump.
Spearheaded by President
Trump.
Or was
spearheaded by President Trump.
And really pushed forward and made a reality by Elon Musk.
And Steve Davis, who's, you know, a brilliant guy.
Yes.
And they've been doing some really amazing work.
They have.
And we've got a whole bunch of different sources here today,
yeah.
Grace,
yes.
From ex-posts, from various people involved, some news articles, and even...
And a YouTube transcript.
YouTube transcript from a recent cabinet meeting.
Exactly.
So we're going to really dive deep into this and try to figure out what's going on.
So one of the first things I wanted to bring up is, you know, we've been talking a lot about fraud.
Right.
In the government.
Huge issue.
Huge issue.
I mean, it's been going on forever.
Right.
But it seems like now that we have
DOGE, maybe some.
People are actually
going to be held accountable.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I wanted to talk about was, you know, there was this ex post from at Doge back in March.
Yeah.
About the SBA.
Right.
Small Business Administration.
Right.
And they implemented this new rule.
Yeah. Requiring dates of birth.
Requiring
loan applications.
Dates of birth on loan applications.
It's about time.
Which seems so simple.
It really does.
Right. You're like, why did it take so long?
Is that not already a thing?
For this to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You would think.
But apparently, like, you know, they were just handing out loans to anybody.
Well, I mean, we've heard stories. We've heard stories of
People who are not even citizens getting loans,
right? Or people who are, you know, like 9 months old.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay,
in a little bit. But the
date of birth thing, I think, is just common sense.
It's a first step,
right?
It's a first step,
but it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah,
and it's amazing that it took an entire department.
It took Elon Musk and Steve Davis to figure that out.
To say, hey, maybe we should ask how old people are.
Maybe.
Before we give them hundreds of thousands of dollars.
We should be asking, you know, are you a real person?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
Right.
And the thing that I found really interesting about this was that the system is set up now to automatically flag any applications that are outside of a certain age range from people who are under 18 or over 120.
Over 120?
Like, you know, like, come on.
I mean, come on.
There are some people who live to be 120.
There are, but...
But I don't think they're applying for...
I don't think they're starting new businesses.
Happy A loans,
right.
You know.
Exactly.
So it's just, it's like...
Common sense.
They put in these really basic filters to try to catch the most obvious...
The most egregious.
Fraud.
Right. And so that was from at Doge.
At Doge. And that was back on March 23rd of 2025.
For this year at 10:14 p.m. Eastern time.
So it was a late night tweet.
A little late night truth bomb.
A little truth bomb.
Right.
And then, you know, the other thing that we saw was there was this whole thing about the government credit cards.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Which
huge.
We've been following this for a while.
Right.
And apparently DOGE has been cracking down on that as well.
They have. They've instituted this pilot program with 16 different agencies.
Okay.
And
16 agencies.
Yes.
And so what they did was
they just started auditing the credit cards.
They audited
all the government credit cards.
All the government credit cards.
To see who had them.
And they found some pretty interesting.
Some pretty shocking results.
I'm sorry.
298,000.
Almost 300,000.
Credit cards deactivated.
Deactivated.
After just 5 weeks.
After 5 weeks.
Of this pilot program.
Now, Grace, that's a lot.
A credit card.
And just be floating around.
To just be floating around out there.
Unused.
Unused.
Unneeded. Potentially being used for, you know, nefarious purposes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is out of, like, you know, they started with 4.6 million.
Million
active.
The government credit card.
Government credit card just
out there
in the wild.
Out there.
So that 298,000.
That's a good.
That's a good start.
That's a good start.
It's a drop in the bucket.
It's a drop in the bucket, but it's a start.
It's a start.
And it's showing.
Yeah.
I think it's showing that they're serious about this.
I think so, too. We even saw, like, at DOGE.
Yes.
On X.
They were posting.
They're posting weekly credit card updates.
Weekly credit card updates. And this was.
Giving us the numbers.
Giving us all the updates.
Yeah.
On what they were finding, what they were doing.
Yeah.
Very transparent.
Very transparent.
Which is refreshing.
Which is refreshing coming from the government, right?
Yes. Yeah. And this actually reminded me, Caleb.
Yeah.
Of that whole saga.
Yeah.
With the federal employees' taxpayer-funded meal cards.
Oh,
you remember that? The meal credit cards.
A meal credit card.
Yeah.
Like, remember when President Trump initially axed those?
Yes, he got rid of those.
Got rid of those, and then
of course the
deep state,
the swamp creatures.
The swamp creatures
fought back,
and they got a court order.
And they got a court order to
reinstate them.
To reinstate
the meal cards.
But then, President Trump. You know, being the genius that he is.
The master.
The four-dimensional chess player that he is.
The four-dimensional chess player.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, fine. You want the meal cards. You can have the meal cards.
You can have them.
But they're going to have a $1 limit.
$1 limit.
$1 limit. So, you know.
It's like, okay, technically, they complied with the court order. But they also
made it so that nobody could really use them. You can't buy much with $1 these days.
No, you can't.
So, I mean,
it's brilliant.
It's brilliant. It's working.
It's within
the system.
Within the system.
To change the system.
Yeah.
Which is what we need.
And then the other thing I wanted to bring up was you know, we've been talking a lot about HHS.
Yes.
The Department of Health and Human Services.
Right.
And it seems like DOGE has been working with them as well.
Yes. Elon Musk himself actually acknowledged DOGE's involvement with HHS.
And on X.
In response to somebody.
Asking about.
To somebody asking about it. Yeah.
So clearly. So
they're definitely working with HHS.
Yes.
And RFK Jr. even weighed in on this.
Yeah, he did. He had some interesting things to say.
He did.
About the HHS budget and how much it had ballooned.
It ballooned under the previous administration.
Yeah.
Despite, you know, what he suggested were
declining healthcare outcomes.
Declining healthcare outcomes.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, he pointed out that there are 40 separate comms departments within HHS. 40 separate procurement departments?
What?
40 separate IT departments.
Oh, 40. 40.
Why do you need 40 of anything?
I don't
know. Like, what are they doing?
I mean, it's just
like
bureaucracy upon bureaucracy.
It's like they just created this massive.
It's loaded.
Loaded bureaucracy.
Yeah.
That does nothing.
So DOGE's goal is to try to streamline that.
Yes.
To try to eliminate the waste and the redundancies.
The waste and redundancies.
And really focus on what HHS should be doing.
Yeah.
which is improving healthcare for Americans.
Improving healthcare for Americans.
Not creating jobs for bureaucrats.
Right. Not creating jobs for bureaucrats.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that's a really important point.
It is.
There's,
because
a lot of people
think that the government should be
creating jobs.
Creating jobs.
For the sake of creating jobs.
For the sake of creating jobs.
But it's not about that.
It's about.
About efficiency.
About efficiency.
Effectiveness.
Right.
Are we actually getting results?
The return on our investment.
Yeah. Are we actually doing what we're supposed to be doing
right.
with the taxpayers' money.
Exactly.
And then the other thing I wanted to bring up was the EPA.
Yes.
The Environmental Protection Agency.
Right.
And there have been some reports that
yeah. So under DOG's direction,
yeah.
they've actually cut $116
million. $116
million. In grants.
Wow.
Now that's a lot of money.
It's real money.
What were they giving grants for?
Well, one of the things that they specifically mentioned was that they cut $4
million. $4
million. From workforce initiatives.
Workforce initiatives. Now, what does that even mean?
I don't know exactly what that means, but it doesn't sound like
it's actually protecting the environment.
It doesn't sound like it's, you know, cleaning up
right.
toxic waste
right.
or you know
or you know
saving endangered species. It sounds like it's bureaucracy.
It sounds like it's just
and paperwork
and dots for bureaucrats.
The bureaucrats.
And so I think
and actually at DojeGov
okay.
on X, they responded to somebody asking about this.
Okay.
And they said that they're focused on action over rhetoric.
Action over rhetoric. Well, I love that.
I think that's a great way to put it.
It's like, you know, stop talking about it.
Stop. And just to do it.
Do it. And so that's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing. They're cutting the waste.
And they're not just cutting waste.
Right.
They're also shutting down.
They're shutting down things that are completely unnecessary.
Yes.
Like
the climate equity.
The climate equity slush fund.
Slush fund. $2
billion. $2 billion.
Gone.
Just like that. Because right. they realized that it was being used.
It was being used for political payouts.
Oh,
it was not
yeah.
being used to actually help the environment.
It was being used to line the pockets of
you know, connected people.
Of politically connected people.
And so they just shut it down.
Shut it down.
And that was a
bold move.
A bold move.
But it was the right move.
The right move.
And at DojeGov. They posted about it on X.
They posted about it on X.
In response to Representative Mary Miller.
Okay.
Who had, you know.
I would have been critical of this fund.
Been critical of the fund.
For a while.
Yeah.
And so.
So they finally listened. And they shut it down.
So.
That's
yeah.
That's good.
That's a really good sign.
That's a really good sign.
And then the other thing I wanted to bring up was the Attorney General, Pam Bondi.
Yes.
She has been.
So she was at the cabinet meeting. And she actually
thanked Elon Musk
for uncovering all this fraud.
False fraud.
Through DOGE. And she said that she's going to prosecute the individuals who are involved.
The individuals.
And that they have an internal task force in place.
An internal task force.
To
go after these people.
To handle these cases.
So this is.
It's not just about.
Cutting the waste.
Because
it's not just about cutting the waste. Right. It's about holding people accountable.
It's about accountability.
And that's something that we haven't seen.
We haven't seen that.
In a long time. In Washington.
People just get away with murder, figuratively and literally sometimes.
Yeah. Fox News reported on this.
Cam Bondi's announcement.
Yeah.
And then at MAGAvoice on X.
Yeah.
Also highlighted this.
Highlighted it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's definitely
getting attention.
It's getting attention.
People are noticing.
And I think that's a good thing.
I think so too.
Because, you know, for too long,
yeah.
people have just been
getting away with it.
You're yeah. getting away with
stealing from the taxpayers. Yeah.
And nobody's been held accountable.
Nobody's held them accountable.
And so now that we have DOGE and we have Elon Musk and Steve Davis and
Pam Bondi.
And Pam Bondi and President Trump. It seems like things are starting to change. Now, speaking of the cabinet meeting.
Yeah.
We actually got a transcript.
We did.
of the cabinet meeting.
Yes.
And there was some really interesting stuff in there.
There was lots of
examples
of waste and fraud.
Waste and fraud. And just, you know, the president really hammered home the point.
He did.
About
cutting the waste.
Cutting the waste and cutting the fraud.
And cutting the fraud.
And he gave this.
Yeah, he gives some really specific.
He gave some really specific examples.
Examples.
Like
one of them was this.
$830 million. Federal consulting group contract.
Right. For surveys.
Surveys.
And apparently these were really simple surveys.
Really simple
surveys. The kind of surveys that, you know, a middle schooler could put together.
Or that you could just get AI.
Or you could just get AI
to do
for free.
Free.
Yeah.
And they were spending $830
million. Yeah, $830
million. And GOGE stopped it.
Thankfully, GOGE stepped in and said, no, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
And so
$830 million saved.
Just like that.
Just by having a little bit of common sense.
Common sense.
It
makes you wonder how many other
of these contracts
are out there wasting taxpayer money.
Are just wasting taxpayer money.
Yeah.
And nobody's even looking at them.
Right.
And the other thing that I thought was really interesting was they talked about the USDA.
Okay.
The Department of Agriculture.
Right.
And they were canceling these contracts.
Yes.
That were related to food justice.
Food justice.
For you know,
for very
specific groups.
Niche groups.
Yeah.
And the contract
that was studying the menstrual cycles of transgender men.
The menstrual cycles of transgender men.
I don't even
know what to say about that.
I don't even.
Why are we funding that?
Why is that a thing? Why are our tax dollars?
What is the point of that? Like, what are we trying to achieve with that?
Fund that.
Like,
it just seems so.
I don't. So far outside of.
I don't get it.
The purview of the government. Like, it's just. I mean,
it's absurd.
Like, it's absurd.
It's just absurd. And then
of course, we got the SBA.
We got the SBA again. And they were talking about loans being given to individuals who were clearly not eligible.
A 9-month-old baby
who received
$100,000 loan. Wait, come on. What is a 9-month-old baby going to do?
No kind of business.
With $100,000?
Is a 9-month-old running?
Is that even legal?
I don't know.
But clearly it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
Right.
And this is just one example.
So let's wrap this all up for you folks. What we're seeing is a real effort by DOGE to shine a light on the often murky world of government spending and to actually cut some of the fat from those forgotten credit cards to some truly head-scratching contracts. We're talking about potentially billions of your hard-earned dollars being identified and hopefully saved or put to better use.
We need to keep the pressure on.
But as always, the forces of the status quo are pushing back. There's resistance in Congress, even from some Republicans, and legal challenges are popping up trying to limit DOGE's reach.
It's a constant battle.
It's a fight, folks, and it's far from over. So here's a little food for thought as we sign off. If DOGE is finding this much waste just by scratching the surface, imagine what other mountains of mismanagement and maybe even outright fraud are lurking in the deeper corners of the federal government. What other agencies or programs do you think are just begging for a DOGE deep dive?
It's a scary thought.
It's enough to keep you up at night or at least make you want to subscribe for just 99 cents a month to stay informed.
Definitely worth it.
So for all you freedom-loving, waste-hating patriots out there, make sure you subscribe to the daily DOGE report for just 99 cents a month. Stay informed, stay entertained, and let's keep digging together.
Until next time, stay vigilant and keep demanding accountability.
You got it.